So yesterday morning we had Niamh and Mary Jane on the show talking to us about a new scam that caught Niamh out badly. She really got caught badly. In fact, it practically wiped out her business overnight. And it was an Instagram scam. And Niamh was telling us about what actually happened.
I was like, what's with all the emails? This is 9:30 on a bank holiday Monday evening. I call it a fake Sunday. And I had the first one was new login on Instagram somewhere in the UK. The next one was phone number removed from Instagram, email changed on Instagram, username changed on Instagram. And then we got a lovely email. Hi, we got access to your Instagram to restore. Return it to you. Write us on our email. Your time account is blocked through your Instagram settings. We are waiting for a response from you within 2 hours. If we do not receive a response, then we delete all your information from your account and then we sell your account. There were two of these emails from two separate addresses saying the exact same thing. At first, I was like, what is this? This is, you know, when you're running an e-retail business, anyone that runs a business out there and actually anyone that has a website will know this. You're constantly getting emails along the lines of, we'll do your SEO. Do you want an app? There's constantly these different things that are out there. So I wasn't really sure how legit this was, but it was panicky. It was enough to kind of get me a little bit like, okay, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? And, I went then to get into Nemabrush and it wasn't there. It said, we're not logging you in. And I, again, was trying to get in and then I was getting more of these emails. The 2 hour one then went down. I got another email telling me I had an hour left, that I was running out of time. Then it went down to 40 minutes.
Well, that was her experience. And then yesterday, the Live at the Marquee people tweeted that they were being scammed as well. They tweeted that there was I'll read it from the Live at the Marquee's own Twitter. They said, scammers are setting up fake streaming pages on Facebook, charging to stream events that are not taking place. We've reported that pages are doing this for Live at the Marquee. Always check with the official website before signing up. So what I get from that is that we know Live at the Marquee isn't happening this summer and they are booking furiously to get everybody back in for the summer of 2022. But obviously some scammers are chancing their arm to see can they pretend that there is a virtual Live at the Marquee happening, which there is not. If there was, trust me, we'd be telling you about it. We'd be shouting it from the rooftops, but there isn't. But some people are trying to scam you into thinking that there are. Let's catch up with a good friend of the show, Graham Mulhern from Be Secure Online. The more it goes on and the more we try to make people aware, the more sophisticated the scams become, Graham. Good morning to you.
And to you, PJ. I'm more concerned about poor Terry getting his new cacks now down at Primark. That's my thought of the day here so far. PJ, you need to leave him alone, poor fella.
We'll see if he gets an appointment before the end of the show.
Yeah. So worse yet, he could end up in some store in Dublin, sure, or even Belfast. That'd be the worst. You have him under pressure there.
Go on anyway.
Go on. online scams, more of it and more of the same. I was listening to the podcast and I think one very important theme for people, and I know the girls were mentioning it is, and you were is we need to take a good look at our passwords. I mean, there's a lot of messages to talk about, but just to keep it simple for the listeners, I think passwords is probably one of the recurring themes. And to put it in really simple context, PJ, if we have a device that connects us to the world, don't forget, the world is connected to us and they're not full of good intentions. Mm. And really, too many people are going out on their phones to the world without securing anything, without following any good user habits, without taking passwords seriously. I mean, for example, Liverpool FC and 123456 are not passwords. They're invitations to be ripped off.
And how many people use the word password?
Yeah, well, 123456, password, and I love you, are like something like 5% of the entire, and Ronaldo. something like 5%. So if you get somebody of the entire world's passwords, so if you get somebody's Gmail address and you try, say, 123456 or password, you have a 2-3% chance of getting in on those two alone, or 444 or something like that. And these guys have machine bots that can do all of that in 30, 40 seconds. And by the way, as you know, the list of popular passwords, 123456, has been the world's top password since the early 90s.
Yeah.
And Liverpool is a dangerous one as well. Liverpool FC is not a password. And Liverpool FC underscore 123 is not. And Liverpool underscore slash Sane Kenny Dalglish, still not passwords.
And how the bots work, isn't it, is that they put this useless password, say Liverpool FC, they put that into a search and it can literally find any account that has it and crack them open there and then. And if it's of interest, if it's somebody's business, hey, bingo.
Yeah, and absolutely. And I mean, how do this all goes back to how they harvest these things in the first place. So if you have a business like the girls have, they need to be asking back home at the ranch, do any of their teenage sons, for example, do they stream Sky Sports instead of paying for it, or do they stream? And all of these hosting services, or if they're out gaming, doing something illegal gaming without a VPN or something like that, all of these people are taking passwords and all of the data and reading the disk for into the notes file, like the ladies were saying as well, finding possible passwords that you've written down on your machine. Mm. So there's a whole lot of practices here. But without going into that in too much depth, have a good look at your password structures. Get something that works for you, that's difficult, and maybe consider breaking, PJ, and this is one thing I didn't hear them mention, but maybe you can mention this again on air, is break it up into social, personal, business and banking. That's four different passwords that you will need to remember, and don't write them down on your machine.
I think Mary Jane made that point. She said she has, for all of her social media, and the nature of her work is that it's hugely online, is that for social media she's got one email account and one passport that's not used for anything else. So they can't get at her through her social media.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to have to look at further segmentation. And for everybody driving along, if they're driving, and good luck to them if they are, but if everybody at home or whatever, use, and you mentioned the name of one of them, but it's just gone commercial, LastPass.com. Until about 2 weeks ago, it was free on every device. But if you buy one of these, say, antivirus products on our website, you get free password managers. But password managers are great. I mean, I have over 200 online accounts with all of my various different websites. And without a password manager, I just wouldn't be able to get anything done. But they are secure. Yeah. And a good number of them are free.
That worries me a little bit, Graham. You know, I have an iPhone and I have the face recognition, and my iPhone stores passwords so that if I want to get into certain things, it just has to look at my ugly mug and I'm in. Like, is that hackable?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And can we start with one really basic thing? Samsung and Apple, and especially Apple, don't give a monkeys about your online security. And the number of people say to me, "Well, you bought an iPhone, that's all secure." It ain't. And Apple don't give a toss. And just as you mentioned your attractive looking face there, PJ, another little thing to do is switch off in-app purchasing. And if you'd like, maybe take the time this morning to just disconnect your credit cards in all of your browsers. You know, not everybody is as slick as Ryanair, who would probably be amongst the better ones. But Ryanair has been hacked as well. So maybe just think, yeah, there are a lot of conveniences I enjoy online, but maybe have a little rethink and definitely consider switching off in-app purchasing on your phones this morning and disconnecting credit cards, because that's just, it's too tempting.
Yeah. How are you on the use of passphrases, as in something that's uniquely yours to open, like Tommy likes Burn Toast to open your...
Yeah, I'm big on that, and I mean, I use an old address from my past, along with a telephone number and something else. But if you add a number at the end of that, and so Tommy likes burnt toast underscore but not his birthday, something else. So underscore 359, whatever. But make it a memorable old telephone from the past. But just add an underscore or a middle hyphen or something, and maybe two of those. That would make it a lot securer. So that would lift it. You know the way they rate them on these systems?
Yes.
You know where it turns green, yellow, red, and then red is our super duper high security? What you really want to get to is scorching hot red, and scorching hot red would be add a couple of underscores and memorable numbers, and that makes it much, much trickier. All of these fellas in Nepal and India who are trading these passwords and breaking in, they give up if they can't get in quickly.
Yeah.
So if you just make it a little bit more trickier, so Tommy likes burnt toast underscore plus another underscore and a numerical sequence.
Right. One that obviously you'll remember, but nobody else will.
Now, absolutely.
Niamh has gone to great lengths to get her business back up and running again, and she's got most of her followers back. In fact, I think she's probably increased on her followers.
But I heard that.
You could have been badly stung there. And they'd get the idea that they'll ransom you. Never pay the ransom, correct?
Oh, Jesus, yeah. I'd never pay the ransom. I mean, they'll send you an email. The laugh is they'll send you an email saying thanks for the payment, and they'll forget to send you the code because they ain't got one. Never pay the ransom. Always report it to the Gardaí. And
what can the Gardaí do, Graham?
The first thing is we've got to tell the Gardaí, whatever they do, the first thing we've got to make them know that online crime is a pandemic, to use the phrase of the day. Online crime is now much greater threat to you than any other type of crime. Now, I'm not including being beaten beaten to death on the street. Now, I'm not. But online crime is the quickest, safest, easiest way to rip you off. And the number of people who don't take any fundamental steps, like buying security services or backup, and there's a fantastic tippy. If you've got an iPhone, you can buy for $2.99 a month that'll back up all of your personal photographs. I know a personal friend of mine rang me about a week ago. He had lost 20 years of photographs because he'd got hacked. Mm. And he had no backup. And when I said to him, Terry, and this is his name actually is Terry. Terry, if you'd spent, do you have the iCloud backup? Yeah. 200 gigs for $2.99 a month.
Oh, I pay
for
it.
For God's sake, back up.
Oh, I pay it. It's invaluable.
It's brilliant.
Lose a phone, smash a phone, have a phone robbed. You know, you've still got everything. One that is going around, Graham, I said I'd bring it in here at the end because I experienced it myself a week or two ago. And this is phone calls purporting to come from Amazon that don't.
I mean, how often do we have to mention? They're going to pluck names out of the thin air that you're likely to trust. And Amazon would be one of those names. I'm not sure Microsoft would be. But names that you know, and, you know, Aircom, that type of thing. Common sense is a linchpin of operating on the internet. Common sense, a little bit of security, and a backup. But those three, in whatever order, and if you use any of them, you'll probably stay safe and never pay. Never, ever pay. They don't give a toss about you. I mean, why is some man in a back street in Kolkata who cannot feed his family and is doing this pressured by others or whatever, why is he ever going to give you a release code? I mean, that in reality is what's going on.
All right. Listen, Graham, always good to get your expertise. That's Graham Mulhern from Be Secure Online. Look up his website. There's all sorts of tricks and tips on it to how to keep yourself secure online.